one more night in a hotel room. For I'm headed home, following the Texas moon.
Thanks for listening. You can learn more about the movement at bootbarn.com/backonair.
If you want the full Roar experience, go check out the RoarFM.com for all the latest updates and podcasts. We're 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Does an amazing deal right now, celebrating the graduate in your home. Get your house looking its best for friends and family coming into town. That Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. It's not too late for that deep spring cleaning for your home or business. My friends at Zero Res want you to get in touch with them. That's carpet and air duct, tile, that's area rugs. Get it fresh, get it clean for the summer months coming up. Don't forget Memorial Day and all the travel that people have and all the people that you have coming in. So think about the big Memorial Day weekend. And remember, they don't use harsh soaps, chemicals, or detergents. It's a patented technology called ZR Water. It's electrolyzed, oxidated water that cleans better than detergent and doesn't leave behind sticky residue that attracts soil later on. Check out the folks at Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. 558-7300 or Zero Res Greenville. .com. Recapping where we are, starting our third and final hour. Mike Vaughn, Mickey Plotter with you here. Clemson, Virginia coming up this weekend. Weather could be a factor coming up. Major League Baseball weekend, Braves and Padres this week. I think I'm right saying that this weekend. PGA Tour, Sebastian Munoz. Now, this is a heartbreaker here. Sebastian Munoz made a bogey on the front nine yesterday. And ended up shooting 60. Man, that's a costly bogey. You don't make the bogey, you shoot 59, but he's got a nice lead on the PGA Tour at the Byron Nelson Classic. You have the NASCAR goes to Kansas this weekend. Had the ACC softball tournament going on. Clemson beat Notre Dame yesterday. 16th-ranked Tigers beat 20th-ranked Irish 7-3. Today, setting up the dream super semifinals matchups. Yet Clemson and Virginia Tech, Tech ranked second in the country, Clemson ranked 16th, 10th ranked Duke, and 3rd ranked Florida State. So when it comes to, as we know, with these baseball and softball tournaments now, NCAA seeding is very important. I think ACC championships are very important as well. So think about our what this means as far as seeding goes and all that. As far as hosting, Clemson would love to host. And had a great year so far, but now it gets even tougher because you got the number two team in the country today. A&M, speaking of RPI, this story kind of bothered me a little bit in that Texas A&M canceled a midweek game with Incarnate Word. The reason they canceled it is because Incarnate Word would hurt their RPI. And I don't like that at all. You made the schedule in advance, but you canceled the game because of RPI? It seems like you need to play your schedule. Speaking of schedules, NFL schedule was released yesterday, and that was a big deal, and a lot of teams had a lot of fun with that. Speaking of RPI, Tennessee, the number one team in RPI in baseball, they were the only ranked team to play baseball last night. Volunteers had a 5-2 win over Georgia. Three-game set there continues tonight. Clemson got a decommitment from Reed McKeska, tight end out of Texas. Clemson has the story of the policy of not taking visits elsewhere once you commit. He knew that. He decided that he wanted to take other visits, including one to Oklahoma this weekend, so he decommits. And I can pretty much tell you now, that might have cooked his goose as far as that goes. And I would expect Oklahoma to be the winner there. So Clemson will move on at tight end from that standpoint. And in case you missed it, we talked a little bit about Rich Strike. Going to miss the Preakness. I got all fired up about Rich Strike, about this 80-1 underdog, about horse racing making this big comeback, about his huge comeback from 16th to first in the last 36 seconds of the race. And, Mike, I got all fired up. Every year, I love watching the Preakness, and then I find out that he's not going to run the Preakness, or the winner of the Derby doesn't win the Preakness. I don't care anything about the Belmont. Man, that just hurts my feelings to see it, because the horse, the Triple Crown is exciting to watch. Whenever that Belmont, after that horse wins the first two, man, that's exciting times.
Yeah, Preakness is a shorter track. It seems like,
yes.
You know, Rich Strike, maybe they figured he didn't have enough time on the track to warm up for that last 30-second sprint or something. I don't know, but
it just hurts, man. Because I was all fired up about it. Horse racing needs a Triple Crown again. Needs to get them out of the doldrums a little bit again, and that kind of hurt the feelings a little bit. One of the main things that let me go over a little text here. Well, two things first. I don't get a chance to listen to the commercials very often. But the commercial we had about the guy in the hotel room, the country music singer we had in the hotel room. Mike, did you hear that commercial during the break? I know you're pressing buttons over there, man. You're going crazy over there doing all kinds of legwork. But did you hear that boot commercial?
Yeah, Boot Barn, I believe.
Yeah. The guy talked about being on the road and can't wait to get home. Years ago, have you traveled much in your career, had to travel or be on the road a lot in your career?
Yeah, a good bit.
Man, to me, I did it for golf. We would, you know, go play in the events up in North Carolina or Georgia, or whatever it might be, and in amateur golf, by the way. Nothing major, but I thought it was important to go do. Man, if I'm in a hotel room for more than one day, by day two, especially by day three, and if I'm by myself, oh, man, that's the worst. Like, I've got so many friends of mine that travel for business, and COVID obviously changed things for them. But to be away from your family, be away from your hometown, I'm a homebody, man. I don't even like going to friends' house for more than a day. I like coming home and sleeping in my bed in my house. And so it hit home with me just hearing a little bit about that. But also a texture wanted to know, this is from the 706 area code. Mickey, I've been between a 9 and 11 handicap in golf for 2 years. Any suggestions on how I get down to a 6 or 7? That's Kenneth. And one thing I told Kenneth, look, if once you get to his level, of you can keep it in play and you can play a little bit. You got to eliminate double bogeys. And the way you eliminate double bogeys is you don't three putt. And the way you eliminate double bogeys is you don't hit the ball out of bounds or in hazards. So drive it between the trees and get it up there near the green somewhere. And then just don't three putt. Now, more specifically, in improving your golf game, find a teacher, sign up for a series of lessons. If Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson and Roy McIlroy take lessons, you need to take lessons as well. Don't try to do this for yourself. I see so many players that love the game and they don't take lessons. I don't understand that. Secondly, there's a bunch of, in the last segment, Jinx, Patrick talked about all these apps in hunting and fishing. There's a bunch of apps out there that can help you identify your area. So you put in your statistics and shot by shot is one of those, or decade golf's another one of those that you can keep up with your statistics and know it give you the areas you need to improve upon. Some of those are obvious. Some might not be as obvious to you of how you compare to other golfers in your range. Decade Golf is like a mental and strategy kind of app that helps you with your strategy around a golf course. So to do those, but mainly, more importantly, get with a teacher and let a professional. You know, when my plumbing goes bad, I call the plumber. My car goes bad, I take it to the mechanic. A roof, now I need a new roof. I called a roofer. So my golf game goes bad, I'm gonna go get me a golf lesson from a professional and take care of that for you. Texter 1978 says, do you think Dabo will still be recruiting an Oklahoma commitment under Venables? No, I don't think you'll see. There's enough tight ends out there and enough guys you like out there. I think that if he committed to Oklahoma, I think, you know, Clemson has a thing. You can't take a visit if you're committed to elsewhere too, so you got to decommit there. So, no, I don't think that would be the case moving forward. And, you know, it goes to show you with kids, you know, the Tigers currently have three commitments and one's being hammered right now. Ray Joseph's being hammered by Miami, the hometown, and the NIL with Miami, and rightfully so. He's a great player, and Miami needs him as that slot receiver and that quick receiver. So, man, they're going to hammer him and try to get him to decommit and come take visits. And that's just the school. I mean, that's the time that you're up against right now. So that's kind of where you're at with it too. So anyway, hey, and I want to thank the folks over at Brewing Q. Said they got the Mickey Plowler Show over on Williamson off of Pig in the Park Barbecue Festival. I didn't know we had that this weekend, but get out there and see those good folks. So appreciate those guys putting us on the radio for sure. Mike, I wanted to go back and retouch on a couple of things here. And most importantly is this Twitter thread that yesterday that David Hale got into and talked about, and we're talked about realignment and blowing up college athletics, specifically college football. And let me go back and just read just a couple of the things here to kind of set up next segment and let you kind of get in the last 30 minutes of the show of what you think could or should or how it is going to go down. David Hale, ESPN.com's talented writer that covers the ACC, said that at the spring meetings this week, there's some hot topics from NIL to tampering enforcement and new scheduling. But he said that because of the Big Ten's TV deal that's going to be more than $1.1 billion, he said it kind of felt like arranging the deck chairs on the Titanic, meaning it just won't matter, obviously. And I get that. He also went over the Pat 40 interview with Jack Swarbrick, the Notre Dame athletic director, who said that we're going to have these two conferences that have distanced themselves, meaning SEC and Big Ten, from everybody else financially. And that's where he sees the breakdown coming. So Hale talked with Swarbrick this week, and Swarbrick, the Notre Dame athletic director, said, quote, "We're getting to a two solar system model here. You're going to have two suns with gravitational pull, the Big Ten and the SEC. People are going to have to figure out how to align with them, with one or the other." And he says he didn't make guarantees, but said, quote, "possibly, but not inevitable." And he said that that this line of demarcations are being drawn. He also said in the Pat 40 article that there were schools out there that will be trying to get out of their current agreements with conferences. And we don't have firsthand knowledge of that happening at Miami, Florida State, Clemson, or Notre Dame. We know Notre Dame likes their independency. But what does it look like moving forward for those schools trying to, obviously, money is going to be the big deal, trying to compete? You can do it. Clemson has piecemealed it together with, despite the fact that there's a lot disparity in the money right now. But that, as that disparity grows, as that gap between the Big Ten, SEC, and the ACC and Pac-12 and Big 12 grow, that becomes a harder thing to do. So I would not be surprised if you're seeing a Florida State, a Miami, a Clemson, a Notre Dame, a Southern Cal, some of these other powers, these needle movers in college football, try to do something somehow, some way to close that gap, meaning try to join those conferences, try to form some other deal in there, but they won't be able to compete at that level, or it makes it tougher to compete at that level. Certainly that's not a surprise to anybody. Hale goes on to say that several folks I talked to think a break from the NCAA is coming soon. He says maybe within the next 6 to 12 months. Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith suggested about allowing college football playoff committee to govern a big part of that and break away from the NCAA. But he says, what about something more seismic like super conferences? Now, Jim Phillips, ACC commissioner, downplayed that, but of course he's going to downplay it because he didn't want his personal or his, he's going to protect his current job that he's making a couple million dollars on, I think, that he's going to protect his interest through all that. So he didn't want to be out on that. He says he didn't think so. I think it's inevitable. So, Mike, just one final thought in this segment as we move on. Next segment, I want to continue with some more thoughts here. But I go back to a famous quote from Jeremy Foley, former Florida athletic director, that says that what should be done eventually must be done immediately. If we know it's coming, and now there are some legal parameters here, but if we know it's coming eventually, why not go ahead and expedite the process and just get it done now? Why wait any longer? Why not blow the thing up? It seems to me that the NIL and the transfer portal and the uncertainty of the college game right now would be a perfect time. You know, say rock bottom's to the time to make a change. It's like me a perfect time to go ahead and blow it up and start all over and try to get some positive momentum out of this.
Yeah, this Twitter feed that you're referencing from David Hale, there are a lot of the athletic directors that are echoing that. So the word inevitable, just like you say, if it's going to happen, let's go ahead and get it done.
Well, in NIL and transfer portal, unsustainable is a phrase that Nick Saban has used. We're at crossroads in so many different issues in college athletics. I will tell you that I don't have confidence in some people, like at the NCAA. I thought rock bottom in college basketball was the FBI trial. But as a result, we didn't see anything truly come out of that outside of a couple of probations. That college basketball didn't look itself in the mirror. What I begged for at that point in time was, college basketball, you've been called to the on the carpet, man. You've been exposed. Kansas and Arizona and NC State and Louisville and by association, Duke. Like, you've been called on the carpet. This is it. This is rock bottom. This is your chance. This is your intervention. And what did they do? They didn't accept the intervention plan. They didn't accept the rehab that was offered to them. They didn't accept that. They moved on without making major changes. College basketball should have said, all right, fellas, here's the deal. We've been outed. Moving forward, we're drawing a line. We're going to have some deterrences here. We're going to clean our game up. If the Federal Bureau of Investigation trial and people going to prison was not rock bottom, then where the heck is rock bottom? What has to happen? It was a great opportunity to clean it up, and it didn't clean it up. So I am somewhat hopeful that college football can look itself in the eye and go, man, we're at an unsustainable thing going on right now. And on top of that, we've got these two gravitational pulls, these two conferences. We got to do something. This isn't rock bottom like basketball, but this is a wake-up call. It's like, man, I go get my physical and I see my cholesterol numbers. And is that somebody hit me in the face? You got to make some changes, pal. Get it done. So hopefully, I'm hopeful that's the case. Hey, short break. We'll come back. Got a couple phone calls to get to. And then I'll point out some of the options that are on the table with cause alignment right after this.
Every 3 seconds, there's a new victim of identity theft. A criminal could be applying for loans in your name or even selling your personal info on the dark web. Protecting your identity can be easy with LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock monitors your info and alerts you to potential identity threats. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, it's easy to help protect yourself. Save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com with promo code NEWS.
Julie Terry here with Duck Donuts Greenville. Greg and I are very thankful for your continued support. We love helping you bring an extra bit of happiness into your day. Our friendly staff is working hard to bring you the most delicious made-to-order donuts. Come in and experience our unlimited variety of flavors, like our cinnamon sugar. Starting with a hot, fresh donut tossed in a mixture of real cinnamon sugar for a classic flavor that's hard to beat. Come see us at the Plaza on Pelham or order online at duckdonuts.com.
Is your family growing? Are your home needs changing? Or do the walls seem to be closing in with introducing new family members? The home buying process can be so overwhelming. At Brownhaven Homes, they can build the home you've been dreaming of from the ground up, along with a team of experts. Brownhaven Homes has a design center to do the work for you with your guidance. Visit their website at brownhavenhomes.com to make a house a home.
Hey friends, Don Munson here for Buff City Soap with the Hartwell Village Shopping Center in Clemson and the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville. Yes, Buff City Soap has delightfully scented plant-based soaps that are handmade daily, but they also have laundry soap, foaming hand soaps, shaving soaps, facial bar, beard care products, and all of the accessories to make your skin happy. Shop for yourself, shop for friends, family, or co-workers. Buff City has a soap for everyone and any occasion. Be sure to like on Facebook for updates and specials at Buff City Soap Greenville and Buff City Soap Clemson.
It's not too early to start thinking about new patio furniture from Craft Stove Store and Patio. Your patio deserves classic styles that will last you a lifetime. Brands like Summer Classics, Hanamint, Tropitone, Lloyd Flanders, Palm Spring Rattan, Meadowcraft, and Brizesta. Shop now for classic lifetime patio furniture at Craft Stove Store and Patio in Greenville. Start shopping at craftstovestore.com. Then visit them on Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greenville.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Hey, Tiger fans, Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I would love the opportunity to be your real estate professional for your upcoming move. As a Clemson soccer alumnus, I'm ever loyal to Clemson University for giving me the tools to be successful on and off the field, which has translated into my real estate career. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients, serving their real estate needs, and developing lifelong relationships. If you are looking to buy or sell your next home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, let's team up today. Visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company. Has the automotive chip shortage stalled your earnings? Get your career back in gear with Glenraven, makers of high-quality, high-demand Sunbrella products. Sunbrella is constantly researching and developing new ways of bringing durability, comfort, and style to the places people live, work, and play. All Glenraven Sunbrella manufacturing plants are hiring. Whether you're an experienced manufacturing pro or new and willing to be trained, full-time employees have the opportunity to work 40 to 48-hour work weeks. You'll earn highly competitive pay plus premium pay for night shifts. In addition, Sunbrella offers paid vacation, paid holidays, 401k matching, a pension program, free on-site medical care, 24/7 fitness centers, and more. Join an established company and get back to full-time in no time. Apply today at join.sunbrella.com. Visit join.sunbrella.com today to get your career back in gear.
Okay, we need to talk about the savings I just got at Kohl's. Since the weather's getting warmer, I picked up some new tops for just $21.99, found shorts for $19.99, and got a pair of sandals for just $17. Oh, and on top of those already amazing deals, you can get an extra 15% off or even more with the Kohl's card. So, yeah, if you're looking for more style and more savings, do yourself a favor and head to Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer ends May 15th. Some exclusives apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, Tiger fans, Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.
Doug.
Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Go out shopping. Shopping can be just a bad experience for me. Mattress shopping can be brutal. And when you go out and you get a little sticker shock, I always love like seeing financing available and the bait and switch that some people do with this. Engineered Sleep has done a great job of helping you find the perfect mattress. They made it simple. They made it easy. Each of those mattresses, every mattress they make is designed and made themselves right here. They make it less confusing. They simplify the process for you. You can save hundreds of dollars by buying it straight from the manufacturer. We're lucky to have them here in Greenville. So really, better sleep's only about $70 a night. Would you pay 70 cents to sleep better every single night? Sure you would. Visit Monday through Saturday, a stress-free, it's a pleasant experience. Now, when you do, use the WCCP code for, use WCCP for 10% off and two free pillows. That's up to $475 savings. So free local delivery as well. American-made right here in the upstate of South Carolina. Engineered sleep for better night's sleep. Rest assured, it's engineeredsleep.com. We are in the final 30 minutes of the show, and I spent a lot of today talking about David Hale's tweets yesterday from ESPN.com and the quotes from Jack Swarbrick, the quotes from Dan Radakovich, the quotes from Gene Smith about what realignment could look like. And it's a complicated issue. It's not an easy radio issue because there's a lot to follow in there. The options of blowing everything up and starting all over, or the options of the Big Ten and the SEC in a game of Risk. Did you ever play Risk, Mike? The game Risk?
Yes. In fact, I love playing it online. That's one of my favorites. Absolutely.
It's. Am I right by saying it's about world domination? Is that what Risk is?
That's exactly okay. Right.
You're trying to acquire certain territories.
Territories. Right. That's right.
We could have a game of Risk. It is high risk, but we could have a game of Risk between the Big Ten and the SEC. What that money looks like, how that money's divided up. You know, obviously when you bring in more schools, the pie is getting divided up even more, but do those schools bring, you know, or do they hold their weight and bring their own to do that? Part of that will be bottom line, but part of that will be power. I think one of the catalysts, in my opinion, is that when the Big Ten and the SEC get in a power grab again, the SEC upped it with Oklahoma and Texas coming in. That made sense geographically for them through its span, but also made sense for their power play. Geographically, Miami and Florida State, Clemson does not. Notre Dame does, if they can get them. Geographically, the Big Ten would love to have Notre Dame. Notre Dame wants to keep independent as long as they can. At some point in time, that becomes inevitable as well. And maybe Swarbrick's talking to his alumni base when he mentions that. But what that power play, what that game of Risk looks like, that's interesting. What does TV have to say about it? I would guess that even though you've invested into the ACC network, I would guess that if you could prove to ABC ESPN that a more of a superpower league with Florida State, Miami, and Clemson joining the SEC, and I'm mentioning those three because that's what David Hale mentioned. It could be North Carolina and Virginia Tech. Could be other. I don't know how many you're expanding to. But in these super leagues, are we going to two super leagues, three or four? Right now you had five, but you get down into two pulling away from the other three. How do the other three react? What does that grant of right money looks like? As David Hale correctly puts in there, that the grant of rights goes down every single year, and there will be a point in time right there where the law of diminishing returns, where it will be more expensive to stay in your conference rather than going to another one. At this point in time, up until this point in time, it has been more expensive to leave a conference than it is to go to another one. Maryland got out of theirs a little bit when they went to the Big Ten, but the grant of rights becomes big. And as you know, the ACC signed a bad television deal that goes through 2036. When is a factor? Hale said that some people he talks to says it's going to be within the next 6 to 12 months. Mike brought it up that me and him are getting old, and that he and I are getting old, and that, man, we need the thing to happen because I don't want to be 116 years old when all this happens. And then the other part of it is who. That's fascinating to me because there's some self-serving people in this deal there. You're not going to – the guy that had the Blockbuster Video, the guy that was owning Blockbuster Video, Wayne Huizenga owned it at one point in time, but the individual franchisees, they didn't want to see streaming stuff come online. So they fought for their own deals there as long as they could. I did see something interesting yesterday. Saw a video of a guy saying, hey, man, Netflix and Hulu, you're missing the boat. The great thing about going to Blockbuster was you got snacks. He said, Netflix, if you want me to keep paying more for Netflix, you got to send me some snacks, man.
There's some younger listeners punching their friends saying, hey, what's Blockbuster?
Yeah, what's Blockbuster Video?
Yeah.
But the great part about Blockbuster is you got to visually see it there and you got to go pick it out, and then you got disappointed if it didn't have it, but you got snacks. So Blockbuster needs to team up with snack companies and send me some snacks through the mail, too, when I subscribe. Or I go on somebody else's subscription. But all those are important about who. And that's a key element to this. Who, I mentioned this in hour number one, Jimmy's and Joe's more important to X and O, so who should be drawing these plans up? The genius through it all is Bill Hancock. He preached to us for years, we don't need a playoff because of the BCS. He was commissioner of the BCS, or the CEO of the BCS, whatever he was, chairman of the BCS. We finally get a playoff. He gets to be the chairman of the playoff committee, of the College Football Playoff Association. Like, what? How'd that guy get to fall up like that? He preached to us forever why you can't do it, and then he gets a new job and says, yeah, this is what we're going to do. Obviously, this is blue and red, man. We can argue whatever we can for our cause when it becomes our cause. But more importantly, my final note through all this in this segment is I see a lot in life. I see I'm a Beatles fan now, Mike. The great song, I, Me, Me, Mine. Don't get me wrong. Ray Tanner and Graham Neff and Jack Swarbrick, they need to do what's best for them and their schools. I get that. And that's what they're being paid for. I get that. But at some point in time here, we've got to do what's best for the collective too. I mean, in the end, as great as the Big Ten and the SEC could be, don't they kind of need the rest of college football to be healthy too? Don't you kind of need that? Don't you kind of need Notre Dame to be good too, and Clemson to be good too, and Florida State to be good too, Miami to be good too? Don't you need Southern Cal? Don't you need the West Coast to have interest in college football? I mean, part of you says, no, I'm going to get mine. Part of me says it's a shooter's world. I'm going to keep shooting them, keep shooting them, keep shooting. And who cares about our team? Who cares about the assists? Who cares about rebound? Who cares about defense? I'm going to get mine because I'm going to keep, chunking it up there. But still you kind of need those other ones too. So whatever's best for the Big Ten might not be best for all of college football.
Well, you said it earlier, all these athletic directors, their first priority is to think about their fan base. They're trying to think about, hey, this is what's most important to our school. And then in terms of the conference, they're trying to take in all of the schools in their conference to say what's best for them. So there's a lot of push and pull on this thing.
There is. And obviously dollars drives it. But to me, dollars are important, and I get that. But those dollars are based upon current levels or even future levels of engagement. And if we're doing what's worse for the fan, the engagement goes down. I can think of examples, none off the top of my head, but during a break I'll think of an example of where we did. NASCAR's a great example. We did what we thought in NASCAR to expand to Kansas this weekend, to California, to Las Vegas. We expanded outside. We took away tracks. And what we thought there was we were expanding it, but in the end, we hurt our base. And NASCAR's a great example to this, that you still have to think about what is best for the overall in order for you to benefit the most. That might be the best example. Did Don King do what's best for Don King? Yes. But did he do what's best for boxing? No. And as a result, no one knows who Don King is anymore, if he's still living. I guess he is. Did Bob Arum do what's best for Bob Arum and boxing at the time, or for Bob Arum and his boxers at the time? Yes. But as a result, does anybody know who Bob Arum or who the heavyweight champion of the world is at this point in time? No. Because we didn't do what's best for the collective. And in the end, we have to find a way to do what's best for the entire game, for everybody. The Big Ten and the SEC will be better if they care about more than just the Big Ten and the SEC. And that's not a fluffy thought. That's not of, well, we want to help everybody. That's not that at all. I'm not saying you have to do what's best for Boise State or do what's best for Memphis or UTEP. I'm not saying that at all. But I am saying that if you want, the Big Ten can be better. if more people across the country are interested in that. And football is still a little bit of a regional type sport. So you can't forget Notre Dame and Southern Cal and Washington or Oregon and Miami and Florida State and Clemson and Virginia Tech. You can't forget those. In the end, there's been a lot of people who have done what's best for you, and you left people behind. Here's a good example of it. I've got a couple of friends of mine who have done very, very well for themselves and don't worry about a lot of it because the people that they hang out with now have also done very well for themselves. But there's fewer people that they hang out with because we can't afford to do what they do, right? I can't afford to go to the places you go to on your jets and boats and cars and vacation homes. So, and you're not worried about me. I get it. But you know what? Your pool of people to play with, your toys aren't as fun anymore because the people you like playing with can't afford to play with them. I don't know if that's a great example or not. My friends at the Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. The Patterson Tax Service wants to take care of your tax planning, tax evaluation. They want to take care of your 501c3s, your LLC formations. They want to help you do all that. If you are having to file extensions or file late taxes, they're like, you got to do that, man. Don't mess around with that. But the next time you file them, you'll be better off. If you do the evaluation and planning, what so many small business owners don't have the proper, aren't armed with the proper bookkeeping and financing and payroll. And so they're spending so much time with that and that time away from their customers and time away from their family and time away from their employees. So you let them take care of all that for you. The bookkeeping services are big for what they're doing now. That's the fastest growing part of their segment of their business right now. Find out more, PATTX.com, PATTX.com. Final segment of the week when you return right after this.
The Roar is hiring. We're looking for a talented multi-platform sales specialist to join our dynamic and forward-thinking sales team. Your primary responsibilities in this position include new business development, client relationship management, ability to communicate the combination of our cutting-edge digital assets with our unique on-air product, along with monthly client reporting. Bachelor's degree and previous digital or broadcast sales experience is preferred. Apply at theroarfm.com/careers today.
It's never too late for deep spring cleaning on your home. Give my friends at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning a call. Schedule today and get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for only $129. Mention me, Mickey Pollard, and you'll get a hallway cleaned for free. Schedule with ease at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, it's the right way to clean.
Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own, because that is how it should be. We stay up to date on the latest in technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
Have you thought about creating an estate plan? Without a will or trust, when you pass, the state will have full control of your assets. If you haven't thought about this, let the Green Law Firm help you plan for your and your family's future. David and his team can create the best plan for you, including wills, trusts, power of attorney, and end-of-life directives. Let the trusted name in estate planning, the Green Law Firm, help give you peace of mind. Call them today at 271-7940 or visit them at greenlaw.legal for your free visit.
Get a new Tohatsu boat motor and feel the wind. Tohatsu Outboard offers 4-stroke motors up to 250 horsepower with a 5-year warranty. Simplic technology, reliability, dependability, and simplicity. Get a new Tohatsu motor with low monthly payments. Financing is available, and we accept major credit cards and debit cards. Call McCurry's Outboard in Anderson at 864-225-8704 and let's deal. Open weekdays 8 to 5:30 till noon on Saturdays. McCurry'sOutboard.com.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Spring is here, and Bennett has Takeuchi track loaders, excavators, and wheel loaders available for sale or rent at our locations. Bennett and Takeuchi now offer attachments for track loaders and excavators with the Takeuchi quality and dependability you've come to trust. Call or visit any of our upstate locations or online at BennettEquipment.net. Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi, two names you can trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/sports. Ramp.com/sports. ramp.com/sports.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With our maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. We take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Our plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic about septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
What goes into a Bojangles scratch-made buttermilk biscuit? 49 savory steps. During Bojangles Buttermilk Biscuit Month, get a free Cajun Filet biscuit when you order on the Bojangles app. It's Bo time.
Okay, we need to talk about the savings I just got at Kohl's.
Since the weather's getting warmer, I picked up some new tops for just $21.99, found shorts for $19.99, and got a pair of sandals for just $17. Oh, and on top of those already amazing deals, you can get an extra 15% off or even more with the Kohl's card. So, yeah, if you're looking for more style and more savings, do yourself a favor and head to Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer ends May 15th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Live, local, trusted. With the largest coverage in the upstate, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
'84 action there. Going back to your high school days over there. Greenwood High School. I love it. A little Van Halen. Appreciate that, Mike, for sure. My friends at Canty are doing this amazing job with foundation issues. You know, sometimes foundation, or almost every time, they start out small. Foundation problems start out small. They get bigger. They get more expensive. Canty Foundation Specialist, they're trusted expert in foundation and concrete repair, as well as basement and crawl space waterproofing. The foundation problems don't get better over time. They get better when you call Canty Foundation Specialist. Canty has the best products, the best solutions in the industry, backed by the best warranty in the industry. So as your trusted expert for foundation and concrete repair, let them take care of you, and don't let that problem get any worse to where it gets more expensive, it gets more out of hand. 844-333-7354. These April showers bring May flowers and might bring some water issues in your home. 844-333-7354. CantyCanFixIt.com. C-A-N-T-E-Y. CantyCanFixIt.com. So this weekend, good, not great weekend in sports. Clemson and Virginia in baseball. Mike, you're going to be working tomorrow with baseball, you and Will. You'll enjoy working with Will. He's great. I do have some bad news for you, though.
Uh-oh. Weather.
Yeah. Today's game is a 6 o'clock game, and tonight is, I should say today. Tonight, I think, let me get the times exactly right, because I want to do hour by hour. I love doing hour by hour on my weather app and see what all that looks like. So And looking at the schedule, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Charlottesville, Virginia. You can 30 minutes before pregame, everything's on here. But I'm going to tell you, just stay attuned, stay in to touch with us because we'll see changes might be made. Today at 6 o'clock is the first pitch, 5:30 pregame show. Well, in Charlottesville, Virginia, at 6 o'clock tonight, there is a 78% chance of rain.
Ouch.
72 at 7 o'clock, 70 at 8 o'clock, 78 at 9 o'clock, 86 and 87% at 10 and 11 o'clock tonight. The rain starts up there around 5 o'clock. Could they move it up earlier in the afternoon? Probably not. Could see it tomorrow, though. So tomorrow is a scheduled 4 o'clock game, 4 p.m. Tomorrow, 4 p.m., really from about 10 a.m. on. Well, even more. But even in the morning, 8 o'clock on, it's about a 40% chance of rain all day tomorrow. So you still think 60% is not going to rain. And then on Sunday, don't have hour by hour yet. That is a scheduled 3 o'clock Sunday. That's a different time there. 3 o'clock. Remember, you don't have to get back for school now. It's that deal. But still, Sunday, you're looking at an update here. Let me update my refresh everything. Sunday, a 53% chance of afternoon thunderstorms.
Hmm.
So, typical mid-May baseball weather affecting things there. You know what I've not done? I like being the weatherman. I pull out my inner Roy Philpott through this. I have not looked at Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania yet and see what the softball stuff does. So let me do that.
At least it's going to be warmer than it was back during the Notre Dame series. I think of some of these away series that the Tigers have played this year and that haven't turned out too good. Obviously the Louisville series was a big downer. So we want to change the trend on this Virginia series.
81, 81, and 81 for the women's softball up in Pittsburgh. That's the highs. At 1 o'clock today in Pittsburgh, you're looking at no rain. It's not gonna rain today. So Pittsburgh, that's good. Now tomorrow got a little better chance in the afternoon. 40 to 50% chance in the afternoon, depending on when it starts. I think they'll get it all in up in Pittsburgh at least.
Yeah, ladies in the semifinals today, That's big.
It is in the old men's basketball tournaments where Duke and North Carolina and Maryland and NC State battled it out in those semifinal games of these ranked teams and for supremacy. That's what the softball is now. You got four of the top 16 teams in the country, number 2, number 3, number 10, and number 16, all battling it out at the ACC softball. So great stuff there. We had rowing in town this weekend. That's interesting. That's big. So a good deal there. Today is a great day for a lot. And yesterday and tomorrow, I think, were great day for a lot of graduates out there. You got graduation at Clemson. And I am reminded of a terrific story. Matter of fact, I just asked my friend who could I use his name in this? He goes, nah, you don't need to use my name. But he goes, but it is a true story. I'm a better man for it. So just a little note to our families that have graduates today, college graduates today all over the place and moving up in this. So my good friend, his dad passed away early in life. His mom remarried a great guy. And he said that my stepdad was amazing and my mom was amazing. And he said that like when he graduated from college, all of his friends were getting trips to Europe and new cars and things like this. He goes, at my graduation, a party that we had before, says my stepdad handed me an envelope. And he goes, man, I can't wait. This is going to be a big check in there. It's going to be something in there. And it was a card and it said, congratulations. And by the way, they paid for his college. His family, his stepdad did, his mom did. They did all that and did great. Didn't have any, I don't think any major student loans coming out of it. So that's great. But he says, man, I can't wait. Like, opens it. You know, you open up a card and you go, oh, the check kind of falls out of it. He goes, something fell out of it. And the card said, congratulations, I'm so proud of you. You're awesome. But something fell out of it. And it was a piece of paper. And on the paper, it said, man, we are proud of you, buddy. You did it. Glad we could help, you know, pay for this and get you through it. He goes, now, moving forward, here's your car insurance policy. Here's your health insurance policy. And you're welcome to stay with us until you find a place or find a job. But here's what your rent would be. Your shared power bill, cable bill, water bill would be all that in there. Now, I think he went, ended up going to grad school through all that. But he said, I'm a better man for it. Rather than getting a trip to Paris or the new sports car, I got a little note. And now he's a great father, great husband, great businessman, and doing all kinds of great
things. Welcome to the real world.
Hey, man, here's my thing. You paid for all their college. You graduated, and then you're going to give you a present? Like, wait a minute, man, we just paid for all that. I think it's great. So on a serious note, congratulations to all those out there. I know a lot of parents. I went to pick up dinner last night, and there's a bunch of those down there. Really, really good stuff there for sure. 843 area code said, I grew up wearing orange overalls as a kid. Both my parents graduated from Clemson, and so did my sister and I. 3 years ago, I would have considered to be a huge fan. I'm concerned now because my interest level is going down because of the portal and NIL. Hopefully, not everyone is feeling this way. Well, hey, think about it from a Clemson standpoint. Portal and NIL and disparity in the money that you're making compared to the SEC and the Big Ten. All those things are in there. Here's an interesting text from our second hour. And it said, this is from 0973. Mickey, what would happen to coaches' salaries at places like Virginia if that revenue is diminished in schools like that? Yeah, I am, with NIL and with the money that's, first of all, we're going to have a burst. Bubble's going to burst anyway. But as this thing goes up, yeah, if you're coaching at some places, you're going to see issues arise. You know, it's nice if you got all the money in the world in those two conferences. Their Olympic sports should be doing really, really well because of the money they're put into it. But if you're not in those haves and those conferences right now, and you're one of the have-nots as far as the money goes, and that's not including Group of Five or Help Us FCS or Help Us Division Two. I mean, those are issues out there now. And with inflation and things are going on with people and the whole college model in a lot of places, a lot of times, and a lot of families' thoughts in there, these are uncertain times. Talked about earlier in the week about this summer, but I'm talking about long term too. And if you're a coach out there and if you're an administrator out there, these are some uncertain times moving forward through it. So I don't know, round and round and round she goes, where it stops, nobody knows. My gut is normally pretty good, Mike, through doing this for a long time, but I just don't know where we're going. I'd like to be more optimistic about it. I do think we'll see major changes. Dabo talked about that this week down in Amelia Island, that major changes are coming, and sooner rather than later. And I think that's a good thing because we need to, it's not sustainable the way it is right now, so we need these changes. But I don't know who, and I don't know how. I know why. I don't know when. I don't know who, and I don't know how. But the devil's in the details moving forward. Hey, Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him, bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks, my friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. I am in great hands with Brad Hughes. And what they have now is this thing called MileWise. That means you're paying less if you're driving less. You pay by the mile. Put a device in your car, and you could save over 50%. Brad told me about a couple that retired, and they're saving 50%, over 50% on her automotive insurance now. That's a cool deal, going the extra mile. Going the extra mile, I mentioned a little earlier, is our broadcast team here, our engineering team here, our production team here. Mike, you might see it tomorrow. You might be hanging around a little bit this weekend, buddy. I know John Hyde always talks about it. You know, be versatile in your plans. Be flexible in your plans this weekend.
There you go.
Mother Nature, just cooperate with us. Let's get these things in. I don't see how we play all games on time this weekend, but hopefully we'll get them all in for sure. Skip the music, buddy. 2 minute drill. What do you have for me?
Just looking back over the week, Will started us with baseball. Had the big interview with Monty Lee. Faxon caught us up on NBA, NHL. Of course, Morgan and all of the Formula One. He also had some great youth softball perspective yesterday. now jumping from coordinator to head coach. And for me, I'm just going to take it back to baseball, Mickey. I'm excited about this weekend. I hope the Tigers can get one, hopefully two out of this three. And looking for big things from Max Wagner, Caden Grice, and Will Taylor, back here. And one last note for the week, Mickey. Milt Lauder on Tuesday, you said that you rarely see the doctor. You'd rather get your medical advice from a veterinarian. What is up with that? We got to get that straightened out over the weekend, Mickey.
We'll talk about that. Hey, Eric Newton, for all real estate needs is EricNewton.com. He can help you out. Anything you need here in Clemson, let him do that for you, EricNewton.com. Yeah, just because I eat lunch with a great vet here. I'm one of the few patients that actually talks back to him. Hey, Josh Williams, thank you. Jinx Patrick, thank you. Mike Vaughn, thank you. Have a great day. More importantly, tune in on Monday as we're seeing the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working.